This is the, this is the October meeting for community engagement. My name is Richard. I'm co-chair. Welcome. Why don't we go around the room, Kira?
All right, Kira, council staff.
Hi, Kira. Steven.
Steven Spano, the HCAP staff attorney at the Age Legal Referral Panel.
Hi, Steven. Lee.
Hi, Lee Jewell, council member.
Dave Jordan.
David Jordan, council staff.
Thank you. And David Gonzalez.
David Gonzalez, council member.
Hi, David. Welcome, everyone. So maybe Kira, or if someone wants to put up the October draft, we can look that over. Review and approve. It does look pretty straightforward today. Anyone have anything they'd like to add or subtract? Okay, seeing none, we can approve today's minutes. Thank you. And we can take a look at September 7th draft minutes if we could. Yeah. Anyone have anything to add to this? Okay, thanks everyone. Thanks, Kira. So last month's minutes are approved. So let's go forward with announcements. Do we have any announcements today?
Yeah, it seems like this might not be necessary just because, I'm sorry, David. I apologize.
Oh no, I was gonna say, I've been roped into another doc T prep meeting. We should talk about that as a council too at some point. At 3:30, so I have a hard stop.
Thank you, David.
I have a similar stop. I have an emergency that I'm kind of dealing with right now.
Okay, Stephen, thank you.
And I just wanted to give everyone an update on where we were with returning to in-person. So we went through all committees, and it looks like everybody kind of agreed with where you guys started the conversation here in this committee, that we remain remote through January. We'll revisit the issue in January.
Thanks, David. Okay. Is that it for announcements? There's no public comment today. So with that, Stephen, we can get into the HCAP report, please.
Cool. Thank you all. I do like to discuss successes when they appear. This is under the new cases, but I feel confident reporting on it as a success because it will be closed, I think, by the end of this week. But this is an example on page 2 of, you know, a situation where, you know, reaching out to a service provider with a grievance can really help a client feel supported. This is a client who really didn't have a good experience with their phlebotomist with their primary care physician, and, you know, was having some feelings about it. You know, a lot of clients will kind of come to me and they'll say they did that intentionally. They purposely stuck me in the knee. You know, it's hard to kind of swallow that, but we have to accept that those are the experiences that the client is having. And it could be informed by trauma. It could be informed by trauma at the hands of medical staff in past experiences. And so, you know, I just wanted to note that I do think it's a success. The client opted not to meet with the service provider in this instance, but the service provider was willing to insulate the client from having to work with that particular provider again. It did result in some training to the service staff just on, working with the clientele that they work with, using certain language. So even if the service providers, were not remiss in those duties, it always helps to have a reminder, and filing a grievance can kind of lead to those helpful little trainings and reminders for service providers. So I wanted to start by talking about what a success looks like. I also did want to report on the RCFCI, which is residential care for the chronically ill situation. I have 6 clients and totally, that's how it started on the report. At present, it's gone down to 4, potentially 3. One client did pass away while they were at the RCFCI in the middle of the process. I had another client who, and it's kind of a sad situation, and you can see this on page 5 what happened, but the client became elevated. They were removed by the police, held on a 5150 hold, and then when they returned, they were turned away by the psych emergency room unit that they went to. They were discharged. They were not admitted. When they went back to their home, they weren't allowed back in. And so, at present, the client is at large. I'm not entirely sure where they are. I've lost contacts. They've missed several appointments with their primary care physician, which is my only way to contact them. So we're still trying to get our hands back on that client, but that is unfortunately not a reportable success at the moment. I mentioned the other client that's deceased. So right now those cases are falling off of the report. There may be one success from that will come, but I'll report on that when it's actually, when I feel confident putting it in writing. And with that, I'll just ask if there's any questions about the report at this point. All right, thank you all.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen. I just want to say I know how frustrating it can be when sort of you have a client who's already kind of running sort of on a marginal level, and then circumstances just kind of all tilt in the wrong direction at the same time, and you sort of, it's very anxiety inducing to lose contact with a client who you are already a little stressed about. And so I hope you're okay, because that can be a real challenge in this line of work.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Thanks everyone. So if we want to move forward into the needs assessment update and COLA update.
Yeah, and I can do that. So we were actually able to read back some of our COLA findings to the PLWH group, and that included just various personal anecdotes. And then as far as the needs assessment, we're just working with contacts from a local org to put together a focus group. And hopefully we can wrap this up by the end of the month, is what we're hoping. But that's as far as the updates go from my behalf. Do you want to add anything, Dave?
Yeah, just as a heads up. So our intention is to have a report back for you all in this committee for the November meeting. And we ideally will be presenting needs assessment findings at November full council. That is where we are scheduled currently. Just a reminder, what we're looking for from you around that report back is also maybe helping us develop recommendations. So we generally have sort of, our findings and, ideally we have some recommendations sort of in our back pocket, but it's, we try to come to it with you guys with, fresh eyes. So maybe you can, ideally we're looking for things that are sort of like, I generally try and come up with some things that are accomplishable with the relatively small amount of money we have, say within carry forward annually. And then maybe some bigger picture things that we can sort of work towards a more iterative basis. That's just my sort of rule of thumb, my goal, and how I generally look at those recommendations. But you guys sort of, you do you. So ideally that will be, well, not ideally, that will be next meeting of this committee.
Thank you, David.
Oh, you muted, Richard.
You muted yourself, Richard.
That's needs and COLA assessment. All righty. So let me see. Wow, there's really not much more going on at all. Welcome, Thomas. Sorry about that. Thomas Noble is among us. Hey, Thomas, you have anything you'd like to add? Kind of a quick meeting today. We're almost wrapped up here.
Thomas, looks like you just got back from the Ozarks.
Why do you say that, Lee?
Or at least
it's funny, Lee. Set. How long have we known each other?
A long time.
Like 30 years, probably plus, right?
Yeah.
I have changed a lot and you have not changed at all.
I know.
That sounded wrong, actually, now that I say it out loud, but. Anyways, no, nothing to add, Richard. Good seeing folks. Sorry to be late.
Lee has the picture of Dorian Gray hanging in the other room.
It does, right?
It's actually skeletons in my closet, though, but who cares?
Okay, everyone, I think that's about it. Next meeting date and agenda items, we're scheduled for November 2nd.
All right.
That about does it, huh, Kira, Dave? Okay. Yep. Thank you, everyone. Be well, be safe.
You too. You. Take care, all. Bye.